Well, it's an interesting story. Just a little background on the battle, and this is the war part of things. But it was a 3.5 day battle in Tarawa, and it started on November 20th when the first soldiers landed at about 9 o'clock after some heavy bombardment of the Japanese positions. And they fought and established a beachhead, and then the next day, Uncle Jim's division, or not division, regiment, landed on what's called Green Beach, which is the west end of the atoll there at Tarawa. And they worked their way across what's called Black Beach, which is the southern part of the island or atoll. And having landed on the afternoon of the 21st, on the 22nd is when they engaged in some firefights with the Japanese during the morning, and then in the afternoon it intensified greatly. And they were just getting ready to dig in for the evening when at sundown there was a Japanese counterattack. And Uncle Jim was killed almost immediately as he was trying to set up a machine gun. And my grandmother actually had three soldiers who were right there in his company that witnessed the him being killed, that visited her after the war. And a soldier that whose letter is part of the record, the military record, states that he saw Uncle Jim be mortally wounded. And the next day, he and a Sergeant Peter Robinson, and this soldier's name was Waylon Stevens, buried Uncle Jim and four other soldiers in a common grave right where they had been killed, because the battle was continuing to be waged, and it actually ended the following day. Anyway, as they went back to try to find the grave, for some reason it was lost. They did not find it. There were markers put up indicating that the soldiers were buried here, when in fact they were just markers with no skeletons under them. And so in March of this year, 2019, a group called History Flight, who has the cadaver sniffing dogs and ground scanning radar, were over in Tarawa looking for soldiers who have not returned. And they discovered what is called Trench D, that had several skeletons in it. And as they excavated those skeletons and did forensic analysis using dental records, anthropologic evaluation, the height of the individual and the age, and then, most interestingly, chest radiographs, they were able to conclude that this one skeleton was of Uncle Jim's. And so they literally did these anthropological or forensic analyses in September of this year, just 2 months ago, and notified us 3 or 4 weeks ago that they had recovered Jim's remains, and where would we like them returned?